Hello, you are listening to Upstream News, a news site made by the Carnegie students for the Carnegie community and beyond. I'm reporter Judith Carrizales, and I present to you my article on African American Studies Revisal of the Official Framework. On February 1st, College Board announced that AP African American Studies Framework would no longer include Black, Queer Studies, the Social Construct of Race, and Intersectionality and Activism. Prior to this, on January 12th, the Florida Department of Education sent a letter directed to College Board stating that AP African American Studies pilot curriculum could not be approved because it lacked significant educational value. Following this, College Board removed parts of the curriculum that were previously argued by Florida officials to deem out of compliance with Florida law.
History of segregation in America, which I think is really hypocritical because those are things that you can't cover that up. That's like saying you don't want to teach about the Nazis. Horrible atrocities that were committed are taught about. People advocate the teachings of World War II because they don't want the same mistakes to happen again. So why are they going to get rid of that in the first place?
Scholars that are associated with critical race theory were also removed from the curriculum. Senior Faith Odesakwe, who previously advocated for the non-AP African American Studies course, states her opinion on the matter.
A lot of like really good scholars and African American scholars from writing, or their writing, they've taken that out from the curriculum. So I just feel like I'm just a little disappointed, as a lot of other scholars and a lot of other students who truly want to see the effects of their history and see where did they come from, what stems in African-American history.
College Board has claimed that they did not change their curriculum because of political pressure.
Another really logical explanation other than the political pressure, because they both happened at the same time. So the only other reason, supposedly, they would have changed the curriculum in my mind was because they were receiving criticism. And
current African-American studies teacher Mr. Juan Gardner doesn't believe that he will be impacted by the changes to the curriculum.
I'm gonna still do what I'm gonna do. You know, so it's still optional. You know, just like I said earlier, queer studies is optional. There are some subjects that I'm going to teach anyway that's not on there. You know, so.
Amy Calderon fears that the change in the curriculum will make the future for ethnic studies difficult.
Not anything good. If they can just get rid of anything they don't like because it doesn't fit their political agenda, then that just means they can choose whatever they want to provide. Glorifying America and any other world power, for that matter.
In the past, College Board has revised the curriculum of other history courses after the pilot year, such as the case for AP World History. Orisakwe hopes that in the future, College Board will revise the curriculum for the better.
That we can be able to revise the curriculum, because I know College Board said that when the time comes, like in a timely manner, they usually revise the curriculum so it can be more up to date with things that are going on. So I hope that moving forward, or as we progress into the future, that there will be a better implementation representation of like resources for students who want to pursue ethnic studies from not just African American studies but the whole genre.
Thank you so much for listening. If you want to read or listen to more stories, check out Upstream News.